Frozen Shows is filmed in front of a live Twitch audience.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Bros and Shows. I am your host, Josiah, aka Mahler67. And with me, as always, I got my buddy, I got my pal, I got my brother Austin. Austin, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty good.
Much better than what you were doing earlier this week.
Yeah, like Wednesday, I was at work about like 5 o'clock, and I just got really, like, if you guys ever had like that feeling where you're just so cold and then you get really tired when you get sick. And I got to a point where I was so cold and I was like in a blanket and I was like shivering, and the house is like 72 degrees and I'm just freezing and I just couldn't stay awake. And when I got home, I was like, maybe I ate something or something like that, because it just came on like real fast. I was fine until about 5 p.m. and then like, but then I came home. I told you, like, hey, I don't think we should do the podcast because I would just be a horrible wreck and I wouldn't be paying attention because I'm trying to stay awake. I ended up taking NyQuil, passing out, and I woke up and I felt a lot better, but I still had those issues. I didn't get over it until probably like, I'd have to say Friday night. I finally got back to myself and everything like that, because I had a busy weekend. So I was hoping that I was getting everything, I'd feel better for the weekend. So yeah, but yeah, that's why we're doing this this update podcast, because we were going to talk about a show I was letting you watch. So
yeah,
but yeah, just past all that.
Yeah, just to push through. So yeah, we're doing it now. Sorry for anyone who normally watches on Wednesdays or whatnot. What can you do? People come first.
Yep.
But no.
So how was your weekend?
Hey, it was pretty good. I just stayed home. I played some VTM via Discord with some people in LA. That was fun. That was good. And then just played Final Fantasy and Smite. Me and a couple guys played some Smite, and that was fun. We played five man. It was good. We're finally getting to like feel each other on Conquest and everything, and start to understand each other and start working out. Then they wanted to do 3v3 because one of their other friends got on, and I'm like, look, I really don't want to do 3v3. I don't like playing against each other. And they're like, no, it'll be fine, man. I'm like, I just really don't want to. I'll give you guys one or two. And so we play one or two games, and that was it. Like, I'm like, all right, I'm kind of done. Like, I don't want to keep playing if we're playing this. And yeah. I basically explained to them, like, the reason why I don't want to is that it non-intentionally, they become hurtful to each other. And it's like, the teams aren't even, you know? Like, it should be these people versus these people, because this person's not very good. And it's like, okay, that's where this is divulging into, is people comparing each other's like power levels essentially from Dragon Ball Z and being like, well, you can't have me and you together because we're too good and things like that. And it's like, yeah, I get it. Yep. And then whenever one side completely wrecks the other side gets kind of like salty, they get a little more quiet, and then they take a little more serious, and then the other side's not taking it seriously, and then they get stomped, and then they take it to, and I'm like, I'd rather have us just either all have a good time or we all take it seriously against randos we don't know. And that's just my honest opinion.
Yeah, no, I gotcha.
But yeah, no, that's basically what I did for the weekend. Other than that, yeah, just finishing up 14, leveling. I'm half a level away from having all classes to max level again. I do it basically every expansion. So that'll be fun. That'll be good. That'll be all solid. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I've just been watching TV shows and everything. Mm-hmm. Dropout shows and everything. I haven't continued Wilford, because we are doing Wilford season 2 next week. I haven't, because I don't want to come in here with knowledge of the second season or anything like that, if there's any type of altercations or anything, because how the season ended can be like, oh, okay, well, yeah, ooh, what could this mean, you know, stuff like that. So other than that, I think pretty good. I can't really complain. Austin, I think we should just start diving into it. Let's just start talking about Wilford. Austin, you you had me watch this. You've been wanting to have me watch it for a while, actually, I believe. Can you tell me, like, how did you come across this show, or how did you find it?
So I actually was not a fan of Elijah Wood for a long time. I only knew him from Lord of the Rings as Frodo.
Okay.
So I kind of didn't really enjoy his acting at all. I was just like, eh, whatever. It was the only thing that I knew, you know, Elijah Wood from. And then he did a movie called Sin City, where he has no dialogue in that whole movie. And he's just creepy. And I enjoyed him playing that character. And I was like, man, I wish he would do something that was like something like this, but like he had lines to it. And one day I was watching, I think it was like, I was bored. I was like single. I think it was like back in like right when Wilford season one came out. And I saw it on, I think it was Netflix at the time when they had it, or some other streaming service. I don't remember. It was way back then. Wilfred popped up and I saw Elijah Wood in this like dog. And I was like, what the heck is this? It looks weird. I'm going to watch it. I watched it and I was like, man, I thoroughly enjoyed it at the time. And then I just, you know, waited until seasons came out. And then it got to a point where, like, I was watching it every week, you know, until it ended at season four. But that's how I found out about it. And I enjoy the series. I know there is going to be, when I picked this, I knew I've been wanting you to watch it for a while because I like the humor that's in it. There is dark humor. And then there's some humor that did not age well. I will state that. You know, and problematic humor, that's what I like to call this type of thing. You know, it's stuck in a certain time period because it came out in a certain time period. So I like dark comedy shows, and this is a show that is a dark comedy show. But there's I can't really go into it more because there is an overarching thing. And it is something that I thoroughly enjoy as an overarching storyline of this series. So we'll talk about that like around season four when we finish that up. So, but yeah. So my thoughts. What did you think of season one of Wilfred? I've been wanting you to watch this for a while and just see what your input is, because it is something that I've seen people that they're like, I enjoy the show, and then I've seen people that's like, this show is stupid. I hate this show. And I can totally understand if like people hate the show, but I just want to know what your input is on season one of Wilfred.
All right. Sorry. My Wilfred is kind of my face right now, my cat. Let's see. How do I feel about Wilfred? I don't like Wilfred, the character.
Mm-hmm.
Elijah is okay, but he is he's something. I don't know. Like this show is teetering on the edge of unbearable for me.
Mm.
And it's because like Wilfred is horrifically using Ryan in all manners.
Mm-hmm.
But we also see what happens when Ryan like decides to do stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
So like they're both kind of pieces of trash, but Ryan is definitely the person who's like, he isn't trying to be a piece of trash. It's more of like, he has limits on that. He's been applying to himself for a while and he kind of gets walked all over by everyone else because of that. And Wilfred's basically there to just unhinge him.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't... Okay, like, Wilfred himself is super stressful for me to watch. The dog. Just mm-hmm. because of how much he manipulates situations and everything. And then just manipulates Ryan. But we also see Ryan's capable of that at the same time. So, yep. I don't know. Everyone else in the show is pretty if and or, you know. like the neighbor girl is kind of ditzy, kind of like Jenna, she's just trying to do her own thing, but she's also clearly taking advantage of Ryan. Like, I'm sorry about that. Ryan's sister is a complete and utter piece of trash.
Oh, Kristen. And, I hate Kristen.
Yeah, and it's completely like she just trash talks Ryan, and it's probably the reason why Ryan has those bad tendencies he has is because of the people who's been around him his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Like you like in the end you find out that he used to work at the law firm and he got kicked off because of he would do like illegal things in court. He's basically a Saul Goodman, it seemed like, in court, digging up information on the clients and then basically blackmailing them into closing the arguments quickly, which works apparently, and is actually a functional thing of society most of the time, because, you know, look at the Johnny Depp Amber Heard's trial. Mm-hmm. Like half of that was just complete defamation from both sides, just trying to make the jury be like, this person's a piece of trash. No, this person's a piece of trash. And all the crap got aired out. And now, mm-hmm. like, people are like, they have their sides picked for each one, but it's like, both sides are not, like, one side is not the victim, one side is the abuser. One side is more than the other, for sure, but
mm-hmm.
it's like, both sides are negative on their end, but it's also because of circumstances and what they were around. Okay. Kind of like how I feel like Ryan has become the like his environment has forced him to become that way, because his sister is a piece of trash to the point where she accidentally, like, granted, here's the thing, she accidentally murders his dog, but then Sneakers. Proceeds to allow Ryan to believe that he murdered the dog for almost his whole life, and then she starts crying when he confronts her about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's a level of manipulation that you don't want. That's narcissism, like hard narcissism there. Mm. That they are they like abuse you, get you to do stuff, and then the second that you point out the infallacy of it, they crumble and say, "Oh, why it was so hard on me, like all this and that," and like, no, stop. But Wilfred is that in 110% level, and most of the time when he's on screen, like, I know he's there, and there are some funny things that him and Ryan say or do, but most of the time it's me being like,
I hate Wilfred.
Freaking A, man, just let Wilfred get hit by a car or something like that. So
now I will give you a ray of hope. This season is a little bit more intense on that front than the other seasons.
Mm.
Because the first season they kind of, like, you know, there was a lot of things that, like, I cringed at, because I was like, oh man, I forget about, like, you know, like, there's, you know, they make the dog joke of like dogs and stuffed animals, and
yeah,
you know, the whole humping thing, and that kind of gets really toned down a lot. They focused a lot. It's kind of like how Game of Thrones did with nudity in the first season, where it was like every scene was nudity. And then, like, it progressed into like hardly seeing it at all sometimes. You know, so like that kind of starts working a little bit more. And I think the story's better, because like season 2 and 3 are my favorite seasons of Wilfred. The season just introduces the characters and how they react to each other and how they interact with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But what I like about this, Wilfred is a piece of trash. I will agree 100%. And there's reasonings why he's a piece of trash, and I'm not going to get into those because, like, you know, it reveals stuff later. But, you know, what I like about Wilfred, though, is they write dog things into him. He's still not like this human. He's more of like, he has dog thinking. Like one of my favorite scenes is like actually in the first episode of Wilfred, when Ryan passes out and finally goes to bed, and Wilfred's out in the backyard digging up like holes all over his yard.
Mm.
And he's like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Jenna has not came back. She could have choked on a chicken bone." You know, that's something that dogs do for anxiety, is they dig holes because they get anxious. They tear up stuff. They do a whole bunch of stuff like that. And I still like that they write those dog little things into the show, and it cracks me up because you're like, oh, that's a dog thing. But there's also things where, you know, I just want to know, like, I don't own the, like, DVD of this, but I want to know, like, how the blooper reels are, because I think it would be really hard to, like, try to do a scene when there's, like, this talking dog, like, as an actor trying to, like, talk back and forth, mm-hmm. and he would say something ridiculous. I just want to know, like, those. That, I think that'd be funny.
You know what I was thinking of, like, half the time in this mm-hmm. series was how many dog suits do they have? Because, like, there are a couple scenes where Wilfred's, like, coat gets horrifically stained.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not a, hey, put it through the washer, it'll be fine. That's a, we need to get a new one of these.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm like, how many did they buy? Because there's the one wherever his mom came. And mm-hmm. they started getting paint and, like, painting. Yeah. And I'm like, that suit's ruined. Like, that's the, there's no way that's coming mm-hmm. off. So freaking, there's at least one suit they bought. And that was, like, my biggest thing. And then also, as I was watching a lot of the scenes where Wilfred's just by himself or with other people, I tried to envision what the scene would have played out if it was a real dog.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, like, whenever he's trying to woo the giraffe, and he's talking to him, and then the kid comes in and sits on the giraffe, and he's like, hey, we were having a moment, y'all upset. Yeah. I'm like, that would just been like the dog was like sitting there snuggling the giraffe, and then the kid sits on the giraffe and he just growls, right? Like, that's what it was.
Maybe growls or just like looks at him weird.
Yeah. And then the, like, I don't know, there's a lot of like things in the show that I wonder how it's explained or not explained and all that stuff. Like, they obviously make it that, oh, Wilfred is a dog. Everyone else sees him as a dog, except for the one guy who isn't explained, but I'm sure it'll be explained later.
Oh, Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce. But like, everyone else sees him as a dog. It's like, what about when he's having a cigarette in his mouth or a joint in his mouth? Or like when Wilfred killed allegedly kills the one woman at the old folks home, like, did he actually kill her or did he not? And then it's like, oh, I saw him using a pillow to kill the old lady. Like, did he actually do that? Like, what here functions and how does it work?
Yeah.
And that's a lot of my questions with it. And I'm like, I don't know how that is.
I will plead the fifth on all of that because that will get explained later. I'll just tell you that.
And that's the thing. Like, this show is definitely like set up in a way that it's like, okay, this is multiple possibilities, right? It's either one, he's dead, like he kills himself in the beginning, and the whole show is him essentially the what ifs as he's dying. Because I'm sorry to say, like, you can see on the screen now, like, this is him after he took the sugar pills, as the sister says. Those lines under your eyes, that doesn't happen because of sugar pills. That's not a sugar pill thing.
Well, if he was up for a long time, probably, and he's exhausted because he tried to do, what was it, exercise and a couple other things.
Yeah, so. No, make excuses all you want. I'm just saying, like, I've been exhausted. I've stayed up for like 48 hours and I don't have those type of bangs. Those are like druggy bangs.
Mm-hmm.
It's either that or two, like he's had a mental breakdown of some sort. And he is envisioning this dog as this person, or two, something else horribly happened and this is his trauma trope. All those things are possible. I don't know which one it is. I'm sure, like you said, it probably will get revealed most likely in the fourth season, or maybe like the start of the third season and the fourth season's all of them like explaining things. I don't know. Like, when you have a show like this, it's each episode is kind of it's episodic, which is nice. Mm-hmm. I like episodic shows. That means you can pick it up at any point and start watching it and never feel like you have to watch them in order to enjoy, you know, Futurama and the such. Mm-hmm. But because it's episodic, they're going to have a little hard, unless they hard shift later in the seasons to be episode based or season based, to be able to explain that away. I did catch on that each of the episode is basically named after some form of emotion or some sort. And I'm sure that each of those emotions mean something, and I could easily look it up, but I'm like, I'm just going to let that go. And because I feel like because this show has been completed, if I try to search anything of that sort, people will, go down and accidentally the rabbit hole of like spoiler group. And I know you like this show, so I want to avoid that the best I can.
So the thing is, with the beginning of the episode, when they show that and then they outline the word, that whole episode is about that.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, like, I was talking to a couple other people that did not get that. I was like, no, like, the episode where you find out that, you know, Ryan's sister, Kristen, kills Sneakers because she accidentally leaves the gate unlocked and she forgets her swimming goggles and Sneaker gets in the pool and dies. That episode is called Anger because there's a part where like Ryan finally just snaps and he's like, stop lying to me.
The whole point of the episode was also Wilfred telling him like, you can't hold your anger in, you have to use it. Like, lay it out, you'll feel better.
And then Pride is that one episode where the giraffe and the whole, you know, him not taking money from his sister to help pay bills.
Yeah.
You know, that's that one. But yeah, the other things I want to bring
that
up,
just opened up another like situation where like Wilfred, like, is he a dog, is he not, like, because of the whole like layer in bed where she's like, you woke me up like animal, and I'm just like, the implications of this.
Oh yeah, it just,
if they
like,
reveal something, like if they reveal that he is an actual dog and he's just crazy and the dog actually did something like that, I'm like, is that allowed to be on TV? I don't know, man. Just like,
so the Bruce episode, the episode where you know, this guy comes along and says, hey, I know who Wilfred is, he ruined my life. That actor is Dwight Yoakam. He's a famous country singer from the 90s. He also did a movie called Panic Room, and he's also our aunt's cousin, long distance cousin, the Yoakam family reunion that they used to do all the time. He was part of so he's a running character for two seasons, I think, or I don't know if it's all the seasons. I think there's a part where like they actually have to replace Dwight because he comes through like some health problem in season four, I think, so they had to switch him out. Which is actually hilarious because how they explain all that. But so what episode, if you had a good episode or a favorite episode, which one would you have picked, or which one did you kind of enjoy a lot better, or did you not like any of those?
No, here's the thing. I have a favorite episode. I wasn't even thinking about like if I really liked the episode or not. I'll say this, the episodes that I had the most like trouble getting through is the episodes where Wilfred's a piece of trash, but then Ryan's doing something really cringy, and I have issue, like the hospice episode is the perfect episode of that. Wilfred is consecutively being a piece of trash throughout the whole episode, becoming like God complex during the middle of it. Like there's the whole out like scene where he puts his arms out and behind him is the cross, you know. But at the same time, Ryan is over there lying about everything to the girl to try to get with her. And it's like, this is stupid. I find this very frustrating. I think I did really like the anger episode with like his sister revealing that she's the one who killed the dog. Just because of the voice of Wilfred when he was doing Snickers, I found that pretty like entertaining to hear him like so drastically changes name, like voice. Also for the fact that it's revealed that she did, and so it's like you're left with this conundrum to like think about, like, is he actually a medium? Like, was that actually Snickers, or did he like dig up something or heard something that he lied to? And I don't remember that being addressed in the episode. But then he just straight up tries to murder her too. Like, that is a legit thing that happens in the end. Not just her, but the other guy too. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no one's going to like do anything. Like, also the other fact is that Ryan jumps down to like start pulling out those cords, and my brain instantly went, what are you doing? Pull out the extension cord itself. Don't or like, you know, those extension cords come with a off switch, you know, like there's a little off thing, like just yank the whole thing out of the door. Sorry, Molly, I didn't mean to wake you up. Just do that. Like, where you freaking idiot? Or even just go up and run and grab Wilfred and push that thing off. Like, it was a lot of those moments where I'm just like, what's happening here? What's going on? I found that episode interesting just for that reason alone. Mm. I'm trying to think of like the other episodes. Like, each episode like has its thing, but
I will say what my favorite episode is this season.
Mm-hmm.
You'll know exactly what it is, but it is the episode where Ryan finally starts doing terrible things. It's the episode where he starts it.
You mean like the final episode or the ninth episode? I can't remember which one it is.
I think it was the episode before. The episode before was the episode where he ends up getting Kristen. Oh, what was it? Kristen not to go to India because he invites his neighbor over.
Yeah. No, invited his neighbor and his sister and her husband.
And her husband. Yeah, and then they invited Drew.
Okay, hold on. That was not because he didn't want his sister to go to India. That was because he didn't want the neighbor and the girl, the husband, to get married. So he purposely brought over a piece of trash. And that's where that was the final episode. Yeah, because it basically ends with him forcing his sister to do a drug test for her. And then it's revealed in that episode that his sister slept with the doctor.
Yeah.
And then the blood test came back and it's just like, you're not going to believe this. I passed the drug test, but I'm pregnant. Which means that his sister is
pregnant. Yep.
And then, oh wait, no, you know what? That was the ninth episode.
Hmm.
Wait, no, was it?
No, that was the,
yeah, that was the 10th episode. That was the last episode.
No, no, 13th episode. Because
I thought there was only 12.
No, 13 episodes a season. Because this is when, like, at the time when everyone was doing 13 episodes, like Daredevil and all them. So shows were doing about like 13 episodes for some odd reason. I remember. Okay, yeah, because 13. I'm looking now. Yeah, Identity. It was the last episode.
Because it ends with Wilfred sacrificing himself to get hit by the car so he could swap out the P.
Yep.
Like, that's the key thing I remember about that.
Yeah, so like
sacrificing himself, air quotes.
Sacrificing himself. I don't, who are you? Who are you?
Which the second he went like that, my brain went, I feel like that was supposed to top off the end of this first season. That if they didn't get renewed for a second season, they could be like, Ed, that's the end, right? Like,
yeah,
he saves the girl, but everything like ends. Like, does it leave it open? Yes, if we get a second season, ? But if not, all right.
The part I love about that episode and why I consider it my favorite is when Wilfred's like, I know what you're up to, Ryan, and then Ryan just pulls out bubbles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love over how the and over progress. And over again. Yeah,
he gets the machine. He's like, "You take the fun out of bubbles." I don't know why, but I laugh every time I see that episode. That and since we're on this part of this last episode, you want to talk about you got some theories on like what season two is gonna be like, or like what you think might be going on with like what you saw of the season finale.
Because
it's one of those weird, like, you know, leaves you on a cliffhanger.
They're going to do one of two things, most likely. Mm-hmm. They will either, one, brush under the rug and basically say, like, Wilfred just is upset and angry with him and he doesn't want to remember him and that's why he's doing it. Or, two, it's going to be, like, the Wilfred that we knew from season one is going to be drastically different from season two, and it's because of the car accident and he has to get reacclimated and whatnot with it. And something like that. That's why I assume it's going to be one of those two. They could throw a loophole. It's whatever. Because the one thing that is about this show is that reality does not mean anything in the show. They can explain away things by just hand waving it, which is what they do most episodes, right? The biggest issue I have with this show is that they set up something in episode one and they never touch on it again. And that's him busting into the dude's house and leaving his wallet there. That is not brought up again.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. I don't remember that.
Yeah, because what happened was he comes over and says, "Hey, I found this." And he's like, "Whoa, whoa, 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 what do you mean?" Yeah, this is season one. Yeah, this is the one where they watch porn together. That's like episode four.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, so, okay, so maybe you didn't watch episode four, but episode four is when the neighbor comes over to the house, finds his wallet, and tells him, "Hey, I know you snuck in my house," and he panics, and Ryan says, "Someone broke in my house too, and they stole my wallet, and they pooped in my DVD player." And he's like, "Oh man, I'm so sorry." So maybe you haven't watched that episode.
Here's the one thing about, like, me watching these episodes or whatnot. I'm watching it on Hulu because that's what it's on. My work does not allow Hulu to be used. So I have to download the episodes here and then go home. And when I downloaded the whole seasons, 8 of the episodes got corrupted.
Oh, okay.
And so I just it said 1 through 5 was good. So I watched 1 through 5 and I had to come home and re-download the other ones. And I had to keep doing that. Okay, throughout the whole time. And so I'm wondering if maybe the fourth episode got corrupted.
Yeah, so I'll explain what happens, and then you can go back and watch it if you decide to.
Okay.
But what happens is the guy confronts Ryan, shows him the wallet, and Ryan's like, no, he panics. It's called Acceptance, pretty much. That's the name of that episode. But what happens is Ryan lies to the guy and tells him that, like, someone else broke into his house and they stole his wallet. And he was like, oh, okay. So then he's like, yeah. And he's like, how am I supposed to believe you? Because he's like, I don't know, but this son of a gun, like, pooped in my Blu-ray player. And he's like, he pooped in my shoe, you know? And he's like, yeah, and he peed and all this other stuff. And he's like, oh man. So then they become, he leaves and he's like, oh, it's over. And Wilfred's like, no, it's not over. Like, and within 5 minutes, he's knocking on the door. He's like, hey, man, since we know each other now, we should be buddies. So they end up, like, you come to find out that this guy's, like, really into porn. And Ryan's, like, very uncomfortable. And he's like, I don't want this anymore. And Wilfred's like, stand up for yourself. Tell him you broke into his house and he sucks. And tell him to stop revving his engine, leaving his trash cans out there. And he ends up... Ryan gives Wilfred a gift for being there for him through everything, because at this point he doesn't know Wilfred did this stuff to him. So he gives him, like, this big bone. But you come to find out that Ryan and this guy starts hanging out more. They end up back at his house, and Wilfred is outside of his house and he's like, hey, you want to see how I get Wilfred's attention? So the guy uses a laser pointer. And he ends up, like, laser pointing, you know, dogs, like, they're like cats. They go for the laser pointer.
Okay.
But the Indian girl, like, the neighbor, comes out. She has a dot on her head, and Wilfred attacks her. And then Wilfred is going to be sent to the pound to be euthanized because he attacks her. He doesn't really do any damage. He just, like, jumps on her, supposedly, and, like, kind of almost bites her. Then you come to find out that the bad guy actually had a best friend, but his best friend, there was something wrong with his mom and him. They had a relationship or something. And he's actually the pound guy. And so he tells Ryan, hey, you pay me $50, I'll leave him out by the dumpster and you just pick him up. And then he finds out that he's friends with that guy, and they get into a fight, and then he has to go and get him. After that, past all this, what happens is Ryan makes them friends again. And then Ryan takes Wilford home, and then he hears a knock on the door, and it's the neighbor and his buddy. And he's like, "Hey man, I heard you're into porn. You know, we should watch it together, blah, blah, blah." And he's like, "Yeah, man, we were already here waiting on you." And then Ryan finally admits, he's like, "I broke in your house. I pooped in your shoes. I stole your weed." And the guy, Randy, that's what I call him because he was in My Name's Earl, punches Ryan in the face. And he gets on him and he's about to beat him down. And Wilford hits him with a bone, just knocks this dude out. And his other buddy's like out to get beer or something like that. And he comes back and he's like, "Oh, dude, what happened?" He's like, "Get out of my house." And like Ryan's like, "Get out of my house. Are you going to have and drag him with you? Or it's going to be the same thing with you." And he's like, "Oh, man, we'll let you go." And he leaves. And then he realizes that he should have just told the truth. And Wilford says that like the reason why he did it was to show Ryan that he could be in a fight and he should stand up for himself. Then the neighbor starts like he doesn't remember the fight. So he actually starts like not revving his engine anymore, and he like puts his like trash in his place, and he's like a good neighbor now. And that's the episode.
Okay, I don't remember that episode at all. I must have
yeah.
it.
So they did, they you must have just forgot it. So yeah, they do connect everything in the show that I know so far about the show. They do not leave any loose ends towards the end. So everything gets resolved that I know of. I don't know, it's been a while since I've watched through this whole show. But yeah.
All right. I just. I'll have to see. I'm like 50-50 on the show right now. I like Elijah Wood. I will say it is pretty hilarious to me watching like the first episode, just hearing Elijah Wood speak, and only hearing Wart from Over the Garden Wall when he speaks. That's pretty solid. I like that. Elijah Wood's pretty good. I think he should do more things. He's pretty solid.
I agree. Did you catch the other person that was in this season too? What was it? The giraffe episode? It's I don't know. Have you ever watched the show Malcolm in the Middle?
Yes, but only when I was little.
Yeah, so Bryan Cranston's wife in that show is the
she's the woman.
So I will tell you this. When season two happens, they renewed it. They actually gave the show money. So the first episode of season two, you're going to laugh so hard who they get, because there's a lot of people in season two, if I remember. And you're gonna remember a lot of familiar faces. Certain actors that you'll know of. But the first episode of season two is hilarious, if I remember it correctly. I think it's... Yeah. So, the other question I have, just a quick question. What do you think about the whole door? Like, the whole basement thing? Because remember when he opens up the door at the season finale to the basement, and it's a closet, and the ball rolls down?
Yeah, I don't really remember that door really at all either. I remember the whole like ball scene where he's like, "Throw the ball, you know, like let me do it" type deal thing, and that's like him to like proc the idea of like Wilford joining him. They also I didn't understand, because like Wilford wrote the note, and I thought he put it in a drawer, not in a door.
No, Wilford put it in the filing cabinet in the basement. Ryan, after Wilford was hit, goes back home to go in the basement to read his will. And when he opens up the door, there is no basement. It's just a closet.
Oh, so that's what... I didn't catch that. I was just like, he's in the basement and he opens that door.
Yeah. No, because the basement is a closet now. So, like, I was going to ask you, like, what do you think is going on with that? I don't know if you had any theories on it, or you just don't remember it.
It's not so much. So, okay. So here's the thing, right? when you have a show like this, where it's a obviously a psychological show of some sort, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's obviously what they're doing with it. From the get-go with him, like, tries to kill himself, it doesn't work out, blah, 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 blah. And he sees something that no one else sees.
Mm-hmm.
The brain goes into this, like, mindset of, like, trying to explain stuff. You can't explain it. You can't do it with the information you're given. Whenever they end the show on a note like that, where it's like, oh, there's no real basement. Whoa. It could be multiple things, and they could cheese you, or they could do something good with it. You know, like they could like, hey, that basement is only, he's only in the basement when Wilfred's there. That's a little strange, right? Kind of like, I'm thinking of the house on the hill, like the one show we watched. Where they're all in that singular room, but the door is always locked.
Yeah.
Like you could watch Wilfred and like find something like that to be true, right? You could see like, okay, he's only ever in the basement when he's in the basement. So Wilfred can like, basement doesn't exist, it's just where he thinks of hanging out with Wilfred all the time. But that's not true. Or it could be something like really dumb and cheesy, where it's like the second or first episode, it's like a hidden department that like Wilfred built to like stop him from going in the basement and like grabbing stuff or doing something. Like they could do that, like, and it would be factual for this world if in this show like Wilfred's like, I built this because I didn't want you to go in the basement without me, mate. You would just go like, that's what Wilfred would do. Would it be functional and real? No, the show doesn't have reality built in. Like, no, it definitely it doesn't.
No.
So you can't look at the show and try like piece together like, what does this mean? Because there's too many, like, that would work in shows where it was a reality show, you know, or like where certain things were kind of set in stone. Like, this is the truth. This is not kind of like the Hill House, right? It's presented as like, this is a reality show, everything's reality, but there is a otherworldly aspect to this area, so you think in the otherworldly aspect. The issue with the show is you have two main characters, one who follows reality and one who does not follow reality at all. And so it's like, when you have a character that does not follow reality, you can't make logical conclusions that couldn't easily be instantly thrown away.
Yes.
So, do I think that there's a basement? For the comedic effect, I'm going to say yes, and it's Wilfred doing something to, like, hide it. But if they're trying to go deeper with it, like a deeper meaning, there will not be a basement, and it's really Ryan, like, psychosing or like, his mental, like, that's what he wishes he had, was, like, a hangout place that he could just be himself with whatever it is. Because obviously Wilfred is supposed to be some form of shepherd. I think for that, you're making that face. Ooh. He's like, he,
man, that, well, you falling down the dark hole, man.
Well, no, like, he's legit, like, we don't know what type of dog he is, but he has the style or whatever of like a shepherd's dog, you know, like the dog that goes around and like herds sheep. That's where my brain goes into. So I'm like, okay, he's shepherding him in some way or some manner. What that is, who knows? Maybe it's to the afterlife. Maybe it's to be a better person. Maybe it's so Molly would stop clawing my shoulder. But it's all like, what the show is still up in the air because we don't have the information. And because of the reality bending that that Wilfred himself is slash does, you kind of just have to sit and enjoy the ride versus trying to theorize. And that's my thoughts on the Wilfred side of this cake.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Cause I'm going to ask you that probably every season, because the overarching storyline gets they're episodic, but there's also like this storyline of, you know, like, because the first question you ask yourself when you started watching Wilfred is Wilfred a real human in a dog costume and he's just an imaginary character I'm seeing, or is Wilfred really a dog that Ryan can see that's like an imagined, you know, like just this personality that he can see? And then they'll explain everything that, you know, like what I like about this. I will say this because it doesn't ruin anything. When you watch shows, do you ever watch shows and then they set up for things and then they don't pay them off?
Yeah. Like it's a very common, it's the high sign of like a pretty mediocre show.
Yeah. So that does not happen in the show. So there is a payoff for everything. So the questions that you have will be answered, but I'm not going to tell you those answers.
Here's the question though, Austin, and they make the joke of it too in the show. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be a good payoff? Or is it going to be a lost?
You
know the reference, right?
Yeah.
Because in the show, he's like telling him the whole story and he's like, that's Lost. That's the TV show Lost. And that's obviously like a meta narrative of the show itself. Like it knows that like people are going to sit here and try to diagnose. He's dead. He's alive. Yeah. He just has split personality. Yep. This is his trauma. Or freaking it's going to be something stupid where he's like, he has split personality disorders. And each person who can see Wilfred is just a different personality of him.
Well, this show also is really good at hiding little, they throw like hooks out there for you. And they expect you to bite them. There is already like four hooks that happen that people, that's why they theorize that stuff. They're like, oh, well, it's this. It's maybe he's crazy. Maybe he's like this. And it's like, I don't know. How do you have this source? And it's like, because of this episode, which is funny. This show is, I think it has, I can't wait for you to finish it to see the payoff.
Here's my only thing, right?
Yeah.
Is it going to be a legit payoff for everything that solidifies on what the story is? Or is it going to be you bring your own meaning to it and we end in a way that you can sit there and be like,
no.
It could be either or.
No, they're pretty straightforward with the payoff.
That's good. That means that they were staunch on like, this is the story, this is the thing, and instead of us sitting here and not knowing what we're going to do and kind of fulfilling and then at the end deciding, we have the decision from the get-go.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to rewatch the series and see like the truth from it from the different perspective of rewatching it.
Yeah, that's why like I know what the payoff is and I'm excited because this is the only time that I've ever rewatched the series actually. All the way through. I've watched like episodes from time to time because I think about them constantly. There's actually two episodes and I don't know if they're in season two or three, but if it is, I will tell you that those are my favorite episodes. But it's interesting. So yeah, I know like when I picked this show for you to watch, I knew Wilfred was going to be the Bane. Because you hate characters like that, because we've talked about this. I like Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and you don't mind it, but you do not watch it like I do because of how the characters are. They are trash people.
They are.
Do not learn.
They are trash people in a functional world.
Yep.
I was watching a YouTube video recently talking about the new Velma TV show or cartoon show or whatever on HBO. And a lot of people have been like panning it and everything of that sort. I haven't watched it or anything, so I can't truly comment. But the one guy was explaining that it's like the thing that makes Always Sunny in Philadelphia better than this show, even though they are both completely like a group of piece of trash people doing it, it's in Always Sunny in Philadelphia, it's piece of trash people in a real life world. And so everyone acknowledges them being crazy, stupid, insufferable, but it's just the four of them who are the stupid people who don't realize it.
Yeah.
In the Velmo show, it's not just them being stupid, insufferable, it's everyone else in the world too. So it just becomes super unbearable to watch because it's like people are just making dumb and stupid decisions and everyone thinks it's okay. And in Always Sunny in Philadelphia, anytime the gang does something stupid, you have at least one or two rational people to be like, you guys are freaking stupid. But yeah.
Yeah. So All right. Well,
Ryan's the non-insufferable person of the show, but he is, he's very quickly and easily able to become the insufferable one on a different level.
Yep. I agree.
I also do find it funny. I thought about this because of the video that's playing right now. The first time Ryan sees Wilfred, it took him no time to be like, "You're a dog," but everyone else sees you as a man. My first initial instinct would be like, she's into some kinky weird stuff, and her boyfriend, like her boyfriend has like some type of like dominance thing, and he wants his girlfriend wants him to dress up as a dog and act like a dog his whole life. Like, that's where I thought I was going to go at one point. I'm like, why isn't he thinking like that? Because why does he instantly assume that he sees something that no one else does? Yeah. Why would he not think that this neighbor girl is freaking crazy?
Maybe.
That was my honest thought.
Did you get a lot of the pop culture references that were in this?
Like,
there was movie quotes that were like written in like dog movie quotes.
Yeah, there was a lot of those like kind of spread out through the whole thing. It is funny, like this show definitely does like TV TV ones. And I'm not like well versed in a lot of those, but at the same time it's like, yeah, whatever. Because like he mentions Lost, I'm like, okay, I know about Lost. I've never watched it or never seen anything about it. And it's fine. There was a couple other ones. I think the best gag that this show did that actually made me chuckle was at the end of the giraffe episode, where he's talking to Ryan about how he's like, I'm over her now, like that's fine. And then he moves the bear and it has a giraffe skin over it. And I'm just like, okay, that was a funny set, like gag. That made me chuckle. Because like that, you didn't expect it, but you also, that makes sense for Wilfred.
Did you see, what was it? Peel? I think his name?
Yeah.
Jordan Peel.
Jordan Peel. Yeah.
I forgot.
He was the lawyer. Was also the one girl from Hospice, the Hospice girl, she's from Parks and Recreations.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Yep. That's how I know her.
Season 2 has a lot of more power hitters because they gave money to that show.
Yeah.
Because this was an Australian show.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
That the actor that plays the dog in it, Wilfred, is the same actor that played the Australian show. So I've never watched the Australian show. I will probably get around to watching it finally. But everything's been really hectic lately. You know, I'm having a kid.
Wait, what?
That stuff. Oh. What? Yeah. I'm having a girl, everyone. If I forgot to say, yeah, I'm having a little girl. I found that out this week, so pretty stoked.
Wait until she pops out, and then it's there's two, and it's a boy with her. And you had yourself a Maple and
Mabel. I tried really hard for Mabel. The two names that were in the running were Chloe and Ellie. And if anyone knows Last of Us, there's a reason why I want to name her Ellie.
Yeah, so that way when there's a zombie apocalypse, she's the last one alive.
Chloe took the cake, though. My mother-in-law made sure it was firm. So, yeah, it's Chloe. Chloe Alice Burkhart. So, yeah, it's pretty excited about that. But, yeah, you know, like, hopefully I can watch the Australian show sometime. Because I think it's actually on Hulu or it's on Netflix, one of those two, because of rights.
Well, you know what I have to do now, then. I know what show I'm going to force you to watch after this. It's my own, like, American redone show. I'll have to check out. It may not even be good. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Please don't make me do The Office. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I've never seen The Office, actually. I'm one of those people.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I had coworkers get very upset with me when I explained that to them.
I actually have a lot of people right now that are trying to force to watch a show that I have not watched yet, because I think you're going to pick it sometime on this show, because it was brought up again this weekend, and they're like, yeah, you remember that? And I was like, I had never watched that show. He's like, you've never watched that show.
What show?
I'm like, Adventure Time.
Oh, Adventure Time. See, Adventure Time's going. Adventure Time is in the same park as JoJo Bizarre Adventure for us in this podcast. There's so many episodes of Adventure Time, and to sit here and say, "Awesome, we're going to do season one of Adventure Time for Bros and Shows," that's a big cake for a lot of people to swallow, especially if it's something that it's done, and we just haven't developed a format necessary for us to do it, other than just being like, "Hey, Austin, start watching the show in the background, and then like we'll do a special for it.
We'll do a special for it, yeah.
Like, that's the only way we get to do it, but then that also negates the whole, like, hey, guys, this is what we're watching this week. If you would like to join in, you can, and watch it also along with us. That negates that completely, so it's like, I got to figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it is what it is. What can I say? All right, Austin. I think that basically covers us for Wilford season one, which next week we are doing season two. Big surprise, which we will be doing
this
that
Wednesday?
Yeah, this Wednesday.
Yeah, because we had that sick day. So
yeah, the sick day kind of threw us off. I have 3 days to watch all the episodes, which there's only 10 episodes next season.
Yeah,
so that's it's easier.
They pushed to 10, so
I'll just have to download the episodes and hope that they don't corrupt and skip me out on the whole episode, apparently. Austin, yeah. Do you have any last things to say before we head on out?
No, I'm actually pretty excited to talk about season two next week because I can't wait for you to watch the first episode of this season because it is also one of my favorite episodes. I remember because it accidentally, after I watched it, it accidentally flipped to that episode and I didn't notice it. And I was like, wait. This doesn't happen until season two. And then I saw what the episode was. I was like, oh, I forgot that's first episode of season two. So, yeah, I'm pretty stoked for you to talk about that. So,
okay. Yeah. No, that sounds plain. I'm glad to watch it. We'll see how it handles for this next season. All right, Austin. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Bros and Shows. I appreciate that. As always, Austin, thank you for being my bro. Thank you for coming. For everyone else watching us, thank you all so much for stopping by, and thank you all so much for tuning in.